you, beast. It's just a letter. No, it's not for you. Give. Not yours. Drop it. Leave. Lie down for the queen. Ha! In your face, Fido.
What is it?
The dog has just died for the queen.
No, the letter. It looks official.
Oh, no.
What? What is it? The tax bill?
It's from the people who run the internet. We forgot to release the clowns.
Oh, shit.
Gentlemen, here we stand.
And sit.
Yes, you're sitting, Lord Chislehurst. Here we stand and sit. Two of the greatest minds of the...
Sorry, I'm late.
Three of the... Here we stand. Three
and
of...
And sit.
Yes, Lord Chislehurst, you're sitting. Three of the... Me and my work with automotive propulsion. You, Sigmund Freud.
Sorry, I was late.
Yes, that's quite all right. You and your investigations into the workings of the unconscious mind. And you, Lord Chislehurst, and your work with cats.
Gentlemen, you may be astonished to learn that I am on the verge of publishing my latest theory.
Good heavens! Another new theory, Freud? Hell's teeth, man! Are you insane?
Sheer utter madness!
Let's hear it then, Freud.
Yes, let's hear it.
I bet it's a good one.
I would take that wager.
Ah, done.
It is my contention that every male will experience a stage in his psychosexual development where he represses his subconscious love for his mother and the urge to kill his father.
Oh, like that play.
Yes, like that play.
What?
There's a play.
What play? Is there a play? I don't know any play.
It's Greek.
Oh, well, it must be a coincidence.
No, well, it must be. What do you call your theory?
Ah, I call it the Oedipus...
Yes, that's it.
That's
yes.
The one.
It's a play.
Definitely.
Well, then they must have stolen my idea.
It's a 2,000-year-old play.
Oh, well, maybe they...
Oh,
just...
now, what have you got here?
Oh, no, don't read those. They're
Aha!
just...
Ah, more theories.
Oh, good.
No, they're not ready yet.
Let's see. Every male... Good. Experiences a stage in his psychosexual development where he represses the urge to design and build a flying car.
It's very rough. I haven't
the
really
chitty chitty
it.
Bang bang complex.
He's getting all his theories for plots of shows.
No. I have lots of other.
Let's see. Every male.
Oh, don't read that.
Harbors the desire. To escape from a German prison camp on a motorbike?
Well, it's a primal urge.
Great Escape Syndrome.
It's a good film.
Oh, no, it is a good film, yes.
Let me see one.
Oh, no.
Now then. Memory.
Ah.
All alone in the moonlight.
What?
I could smile at the old days.
Yeah.
I was beautiful then. That's from Starlight Express.
It's from Cats.
Of course.
You, of all people, should know that.
Yes.
Shh. I'll wager...
Oh, wager.
...that within just 80 days...
Yes?
...he'll have stolen the plot of Around the World in 80 Days.
I will take that wager.
Ha-ha! Done.
Done.
Scheiße.
Release the clowns.
Cecily, I'm cross.
Oh, Gwendolyn.
Yes, I'm jolly cross.
But it's so unladylike.
Unladylike be dashed. For too long we've been forced by men to hide our intellects. This is 1906. Surely we have just as much of a right to vote as working class men. I mean, some of them hardly wash. Most of them can't read, and none of them knows how to get into or out of a corset, and yet they can vote. Well, I've had enough. I'm going to become a suffragette.
No.
Yes. I just feel so... Oh, I don't know how I feel. It's as if a huge ball of energy has been building up inside me and must somehow be released or I shall explode.
Now, don't do anything silly. Think of poor old Bertie.
I'm sorry, but I have to do something. I might chain myself to a railing, or throw my horse under the king's mistress, or... Achoo!
Bless you.
Ah, that's better. Well, it would appear I don't want to become a suffragette at all. I just needed a good sneeze.
So you don't want the vote?
No, I just do something silly with it. A tissue will suffice, and perhaps a towel for Bertie.
Release the clients.
I'm going to see the new Jumanji movie tomorrow. Do you want to come with me?
I've seen it already. It was really joke, but quite short. Too short, in my opinion, but it was free, so...
But hang on, the trailer or the film?
The film. It's on YouTube.
Well, it's barely hit cinemas. You're watching a dodgy copy.
Looked perfect to me. I loved the part where The Rock's character was just talking and the God voice interrupts and he says, "The comedy hit of this season."
You're quoting the voiceover.
Yeah, the voiceover from the film.
No, the voiceover from the trailer. Starts off with something like, "In a world."
Well, "in a world" was important for the setup.
Right, yeah, and did it say, "coming soon" at the end?
Yes, that was an awesome twist, because I thought to myself, but I've just seen it.
Drew, that's not a twist, you're talking about the trailer.
No, Sam, I've definitely seen the new Jumanji film. I've seen it a few times, actually. It was very concise.
Well, look, it sounds a lot like you just saw the trailer. I mean, take the upcoming Marvel film, Black Panther.
Yes, I've seen it. Love the parts where the music goes, bang.
Drew, that's impossible. It doesn't get released until mid-February.
Short, sharp clips fade up on screen and the music goes, bang. Incredible.
Drew, that is the trailer. It's the trailer. I mean, how can I...
Fade up on an epic waterfall shot. Bang. Fade up on a flashy red Marvel intro. Bang. I watched it over and over.
Drew, what do you think a film is? Describe what happened to you last time you went to the cinema.
Well, first I got popcorn. Foolish, because the person sat next to me had bought theirs from the corner shop across the road for a third of the price. We chatted during the commercials.
Yeah, okay. Then what happened?
Then we saw five movies, back to back.
Five movies, Drew?
Yeah, they were short, snappy movies like Jumanji and Black Panther. Good value for money. Made up for the popcorn.
Drew, those are the trailers they show at the beginning. They're not the movies.
And then, Sam, they played a massive long trailer at the end that left absolutely nothing to the imagination.
Release the clowns!
Poem. Read in a northern voice. A working class voice. Coal, not dole. Tin bath before. Dinner at lunchtime. Whatever the frig that is. Poem. Read by a man who clearly never grew up in a mining village, but wore a donkey jacket to his interview at RADA. Bloody lardy dada. Bloody Thatcher. A man who is clearly Jeremy. I ends doing a voice, me whippet's got worms. I love that bleeding dog.
Release the clowns.
Minister, you've suffered a politically disastrous week. Your flagship policy is in disarray, the latest polls make ugly reading for your party, and your personal life is under the microscope. Under the circumstances, I have to ask
you... Well, go ahead then.
Can you... What?
Go ahead. Ask the question, please.
Pardon?
Just ask the question.
Well, I will ask the question.
Look, it's a simple question. Just ask it.
Well, I'm sure you'd like me to...
Yes, I would, so go on.
Well, I'm trying to...
Ask the question.
This is getting us nowhere. Perhaps your counterpart would welcome the chance to speak. Shadow Minister, if I might ask you...
Actually, I'd like to answer your question with a question.
What?
Just answer the question, will you?
But nobody's even asked a question yet.
Get on with it then. Stop shilly-shallying.
Answer the question.
What question?
Oh, for heaven's sake, there are people at home who want this question asked.
And answered.
Well, if you'd just let
ask
me...
Ask it.
Answer the question.
You're not very good at this, are you?
Are you a supply interviewer?
Have you ever asked a question
before?
Look,
could you please...
Go on, give it a go.
We'll be quiet.
Really? Right. Okay. If I could just ask you both...
Oh, he's no Paxman, is he?
Oh, this is outrageous. I've got a bloody BAFTA, you know. Wait, breaking news. This just in. Electoral research in disarray. Survey chiefs quizzed as public leave pollsters questions unanswered. Oh, that's it. No, that's it. I've had enough of this nonsense.
That was fun.
Just imagine what we could achieve if we worked together more often.
Work together. Oh, that's a good one. She said, of course. Oh, yeah, work together. Oh, yeah, like that. So, back to the club for a scotch, then.
Oh, super. So, what was your question?
Oh, I was just wondering where the loos are. I am busting.
Come here, boy.
Yes, sir?
What have you just done?
I've released the clowns, sir.
Tonight, fellow vampires. Don't forget the clocks go forward an hour.
Oh, God.
Can't believe it's nearly April already.
It will be summer soon. This time of year is so depressing.
Oh, cheer up, Jess. Look on the dark side. We get a lie-in tomorrow evening.
I suppose.
And the morning will be darker.
But they're getting lighter and lighter.
It's horrible when you wake up and it's still light.
And it's already light when you finish work.
But I like it when it's time to dig out my heavy summer cloak.
Yeah, you have to wrap up well this time of year. Got to look after yourself.
Keep those vitamin D levels down.
I like covering up. I don't have to worry about shaving my legs.
Nah, I can't wait for winter when you can wear what you like and be out all night long without a care in the world.
You can do so much more, can't you?
I hate this time of year. I feel so down and ill. I feel like death warmed up.
Technically, that's what we are, Jess. We're the undead.
You know what I mean. I'm so tired, I haven't even got the energy to transform into a bat.
Yeah, I just want to hibernate in my coffin watching Netflix.
I can't stand it. I've booked a holiday to Antarctica to make sure I get enough darkness.
But there's no food out there.
Speaking of which, you must be looking forward to the summer party season. All those juicy humans out and about during the night.
So many festivals. I always overdo it.
Oh, I end up drinking every night.
Guys, I'm really craving someone rich and stodgy. Are you someone who's eaten pies and eggs and steaks and...
Don't say the S word.
Not that kind of... Anyway, I am just saying someone with dangerously high blood pressure.
So it comes out faster.
Why do you think I arranged for us to meet at a motorway service station? Look, there's dinner walking out now.
That truck driver's got a few extra pints on him.
What's going on? Oh!
What a feast. Bring on summer.
Release the Clown starred Lenny Picker-Daphnis, Phil Whelans, Amy Holmes, Karen Morden, Alex Marion, Marco Chu, Nick Hildred, Helen Duff, Casper Michaels, Joe Clegg, Emily Sargent, Martin Hyder, and Phil Nice. It was written by Alex Marion, Nick Hildred, Simon Littlefield, Phil Whelans, Karen Morden, and Tim Keeling. The show was produced by Nick Hildred and Alex Marion. We also want to give a shout out to the lovely people at freesound.org and freesfx.co.uk for some of the amazing sounds that make the show work. Also, a reminder that Release the Clowns is now coming out every other Monday, but there's a sneaky peek of the next episode on every Monday between shows. Look out for them on our Facebook page, Twitter, and YouTube. See you in two! Yeah!